choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, Phil. My name is Jennifer Anderson, and I recently signed up online for a possible account. I know it's not currently in our area yet. We're in Saugerties, New York.
Okay.
But I was just calling because I was looking for more information, basically, because I don't know if it's going to be feasible to have your fiber service in our location, just given where our location is around train tracks. So I was calling to get more information to see if it's possible to actually set up an account with you guys.
I'd be happy to help you with that. Can I get your full address real quick?
Sure. It's 1088 Kings Highway. And that's Saugerties, New York, 12477.
Give me one moment. I'm looking up that address.
Sure. No problem. We keep getting ads for it from you guys, like mailers and things, but I just wasn't sure if it was actually realistic.
So it does look like we're actually working on the process of getting everything out there, and you can actually enroll on your own, or I can help you with that today if you'd like of getting pre-ordered for service. Most of the services we've been doing right now for these locations, we haven't been doing what we call micro-trenching, which is drilling, which is going into the actual road near your home. We've been running it along the power poles. So if you get your power via aerial, which means it comes in from the pole from the street, we would follow that line as well.
Okay, I don't believe we get our power that way.
So if you get your power underground, we actually do go on, we do follow the same pathways, and we do go underground.
Okay, and is that something that we would be charged for then for that service?
I can ask about how long is your driveway? Are you close to the street?
Not very close, but we do have three other properties along our driveway as well that might be interested.
Okay, so that's understandable. That is something that we could bring up as a discussion for our team to make sure that we could. We have another a similar situation with a customer who is very interested in our service. We're still coming into his area, and he's got like four or five other neighbors. So and they're all off of like one junction point. So that would make sense and be like, okay, we go to this certain point and then we can branch out for those other customers. If they also would like to enroll in services that way, it's something that is covered by us going up to that junction point, and then everything after that would be cost. To the kind of the common area, about how far away is your home from that common part of the drive?
I'm not 100% sure. Actually, we're in the works of purchasing the house currently.
Okay. No worries.
It hasn't been completely purchased from us, but I don't know for sure, but it's a far drive, but I'm not exactly sure where the junction box is to the other houses. Yeah.
Understandable. So that is something we could work out on our end, but we would definitely be able to at least get service out to you. So that's not an issue with you being near a railroad track. We usually don't go near the railroad tracks themselves. We do tend to follow the roads.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good to know. Okay. All right. So I did online. I did already pre-register for an account. So should I just wait to hear back when it looks like you guys are going to be closer to our area then?
So what you did is you probably signed up for notifications of when we're going to be in your area. And as I stated, right now, it's looking like we're going to be in your area November 21st. So here in the next month or so. So we should be able to get you signed up today for service. That way you can get at least on the books and pre-ordered if you'd like to. You don't have to today.
I put in my bank account and all that information as well already.
Oh, okay. What was the name it was under?
Jennifer Anderson.
Can you spell the last name for me?
Oh, sure. Oh. Sorry. Anderson.
All right. And I see it right now. So your current service address is going to be 1088 Kings Highway. So, yeah, it looks like you already signed up. Everything is good to go.
Okay. Okay, so yep, so just wait to hear more communication. Will that be like a phone or an email maybe?
So we will actually be giving you a call closer to the
Okay.
21st in order to set up that
Okay.
installation appointment.
Got it. Okay. That sounds great. And I will also check with my neighbors as well on further information. That sounds great.
Perfect. Because if they're interested as well, we could definitely bring this up as a discussion with our construction team about covering the cost, at least to a junction point within the common lane for all three homes, and
Okay.
then going off from there.
Got it. Okay, that sounds great. Yeah, because at the moment we don't the only internet service we have available to us is a satellite service, so it's definitely we're definitely looking for something a little better. So
Understand
that's
something like
great.
HughesNet or Starlink. I understand that.
Yeah,
All
absolutely.
right. So,
Okay.
Jennifer, is there anything else I can help you with today?
That was it. I just wanted to check on it.
And you're quite welcome. Well, thank you for giving us a call here at Archtop Fiber. I was glad I could help inform you with a bit more details.
Yep, that sounds great. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.